Season 2 of the Nozcast. We are back and we're better than ever, baby. Welcome back to you too, Nozza. It's been a long time. How have you been?
Oh, man, it feels so good to be back. It feels so good to see you again. Man, it's a new dawn, a new day, a new year, but it's the same old us, same old Nozcast.
I thought you were going there. It's a new life.
Nah, man, I couldn't copyright the shit out of that, man. You know, that's plagiarism.
Copyright, man. Claims, stay away.
That's plagiarism, man. Oh, man, it's so good to see you, though, man. You know, life gets in the way, work and all that,
yeah,
and
we
just had to work out some things, and it's so good to be back here with you. It feels like it was only yesterday,
teaching.
Man.
We blame swim teaching forever.
Yeah, I tell you, man, how's that going?
It's not the worst thing in the world. I'm good with adults. I like adults. Adults are fun to teach because they listen.
Tell
children,
you.
Bit frustrating.
Best PT this side of Ireland, man.
Best PT in all of me.
King of the PTs and king of the podcast.
King of the fucking country.
Oh man, how was your Christmas, man? Did you have a good time, yeah?
Christmas was pretty good, but you know, coming up towards the new year, started feeling a little bit ill. I was in work a lot, and it turned out I had COVID. I tested positive.
Shit, man.
It was the first time I've caught it, which isn't too bad. I managed not to spread it to anyone. No one who I was working with got it, and no one at home got it, which was pretty nice. Always good to not be a fault for other people being sick. I always feel bad whenever I'm sick and someone else gets sick. Especially if it's something like this, you don't want it. But I'm double vaxxed, which is obviously going to be in my favour when it comes to it. But I was quite sick, actually. Got quite a few symptoms.
Even with the double vaccination?
Yeah, which just makes me very happy that I changed my mind on that and I did get vaccinated. Because it could have been bad. But yeah, I spent my time in quarantine catching up on a lot of stuff. Watched a bit of Netflix, watched some Demons there, caught up on that. Actually, have you seen that new Netflix movie, Don't Look Up, the one with Leonardo DiCaprio in it?
Yeah, I've actually seen that one. What, Leonardo DiCaprio, Jennifer Lawrence, Jonah Hill?
Yeah, massive one. Everyone's in it. Ariana Grande, you forgot her, that's fine.
Yeah, Kid Cudi, man, Kid Cudi. Don't forget him, man.
That movie I thought was so good. I watched it, and it really made me sit and think, fuck, that movie is 100% right about everything. That is how we'd react. We'd go, oh shit, there's expensive stuff up there, let's let it hit the earth just in case we can get it.
It's a movie that feels like it came out at the perfect time, you know, kind of with the mix of people, you know, on one side or the other when it comes to COVID and vaccines, pro-vaccine and anti-vaxxers, and then you have, you know, the kind of Trump supporters over in America and all that. I think, like, climate change deniers and stuff like that. It feels like the movie, like, it's very clear in its message, like, the political message it sends, but it feels like it also came out at the perfect time when, at the height of all that.
Yeah, it's like, it's a very apt movie for this time. That'd be the best way to describe that. It's, like, you can see in it that social media has such a large influence that people who are telling the truth can easily be made look like they're lying. People who are lying can easily be made look like they're telling the truth. It's as simple as that happens. Like, media and news, the way they are these days, everything's very, like, focused. It's very well done, the way that the online world's working now. In terms of it's well done in favour of the rich and famous sort of thing. Where if you have clout, you have followers, you have all this, you're able to get your point across. And all it takes is two or three articles and all of a sudden your point, which might be completely invalid, becomes news. And that's how the world's gone today. And I think the movie just touches on that perfectly. It goes on about natural disaster and it showed sort of that cult following people can have for a president or a person in power, which is dangerous because, like, you don't realise how literal they're taking it in the movie until there's a there's one point where someone, like, they're just saying, don't look up, just look up. The movie's about this asteroid's coming towards Earth. If you're still watching and you haven't watched yet, that's your fault for getting it spoiled. You idiot.
Exactly. Well, how would,
or watching, listening, same thing.
For anyone listening to this now that hasn't seen the movie, how would you describe the movie? What is the movie about for a person who hasn't seen it?
So basically what happens is there's this comet or asteroid that's flying towards Earth. It's discovered by this college student. She lets her professor know, and it's just the journey of them letting the necessary people know at NASA and the government, dealing with all that situation, being told to keep it under wraps because this rich, famous guy, clearly like some sort of a version of a mix of Jeff Bezos and Elon Musk. He's clearly a mix of the two. He wants to blow it up, basically. Nuke it on its way down to Earth so as it falls into the sea and he can harvest it for materials. So the whole movie basically just becomes in the entire world getting split between following the president on her mission of don't look up and following the scientists and the real information and looking up and seeing what's in front of your eyes. And that's the very poignant part about the film, is it takes all the way until, like, it's fairly near the end of the film when the people following the president finally look up and they're like, oh shit, that is straight up evidence that we are about to die. There is a massive thing coming towards us. She lied to us.
The political undermessages in the movie won't be for everyone, but I do think it's the sort of message that
it's necessary.
Yeah, it kind of needs to be said right now, just because you see a lot of people, and COVID is the natural parallel to it in our everyday lives nowadays. We've seen the divide that it has between people and their stance on, you know, there's COVID deniers out there.
Yeah,
yeah. There's people that believe that the vaccine is there and it isn't there to protect you and to help you. It's there for, as you said earlier before we started, like, you know more about conspiracy theories than I would, but, you know, 5G with Bill Gates and all that shit. And all them people, but all them things that just seem ridiculous, really. Like, you know, why would anyone want to do them things? Why are people so hesitant to trust the people that are so well-versed, dedicated their whole lives to this, and are so well-educated on the matter? Why are we so hesitant? Not all people, but there's a lot of people out there that are so hesitant to trust in them and trust the science. And why is that? And I think that's a message that needs to be out there.
That's the issue there is, as I was saying earlier, media has become very targeted now. In that every site you go on, there's cookies and they know what you're looking at. So if you've been on sites that are, say, mainstream media, RTE, Sky News, that sort of stuff, they'll keep feeding you that sort of stuff because they know that's what you like. Whereas if you're an alternate media and you're listening to these, like, I know there's very popular podcasts, there's very popular alternate media sites that a lot of people who are anti-vax or are again or don't believe in COVID or all these sort of things would be looking at. And what happens is it's just whatever sort of media you take in is pushed towards you. So it ends up that they don't get to see the logical side, and that to us, what's the logical side? Because to them, the logical side is what they believe, and they're fair enough. They might be right, you never know. But they keep getting fed them same ideas, so it keeps reinforcing in their head that they're right because they keep reading it on a screen. So all of a sudden, when you have 100 different people after telling them they're right about one thing and 100 different people after saying that they're right about a different thing, both people feel equally validated, but just one of them has study behind them, one of them has this and that behind them, the other one is just saying what he thinks, he's just spitballing, he's sitting there and he goes, nah, I think the government are putting a chip in our blood here, or in our veins here, whatever it was, putting a chip in us here with this vaccine, that's what it is. And then you started seeing all the videos on TikToks of all masks are to track us and people will cut them open. And obviously, a tracker or a little chip there after putting in their mask, they spill out of it. Because it's absolutely ridiculous to think that they bother putting a chip in every mask. That's called losing money. But yeah, it's just things like that. It gets basically, you get shoehorned into one type of media these days. And you just end up like being soaked in it. The same sort of thing happens if you end up in a YouTube rabbit hole or anything. You're recommended on YouTube for weeks. I remember when there was all these videos coming up of confession tapes of this person and that person. I watched one confession tape. I watched one girl talking about, she was explaining, she was basically a 15-year-old girl who had killed her parents, and she was in reporting her parents' death. Mm-hmm. And then she was being questioned about it, and basically they ended up finding out what actually happened. But because I watched that one video, even to this day, I still get recommendations of them, because that's how it works. It's just they take what you like, they take what they know you like, and they push it into you because they know you stay on their site for longer. They'll make more money because of you. And what's really happening is it's just all that's building up, and now we just have large groups of people finding each other, communicating, getting together, and that can be great. Just the way it's gone now is malicious. And you have these groups fighting against each other, opposing views. They can't accept each other having different views on different parts or different things. So they fight each other. They try to change your opinion, which isn't how it works.
So is media, and in particular social media, responsible for the skepticism around everything, pretty much?
I think massively. Because if you think about it, like, a lot of the skepticism in terms of people our age is going to come from social media. But you have to think about older ages than us as well. They've got their Facebook accounts too, and we've been sort of trained, like I said, trained in the media is a way of putting it. That sounds like me and Nozar are on fucking media tour soon. No, we've been sort of like, we've grown up with social media. We know some things are going to be real, some things aren't. We know those 15 things to burn your belly fat aren't actually going to work. Whereas mommy and daddy will click on that post and they'll read them and they will take them as 100% fact. It is like it is written in the Bible. That is what I am doing. And that's what's the issue, that a lot of people like that are getting caught out, and they get caught in a little weird corner. They click on too many articles in, they get caught in that loop too much, and they end up on one anti-vax article. They read it, they think, oh, that's something like that. That makes a bit of sense, that does. Because they're giving you very basics. They're giving you the most basic information that's very hard to argue against. Because it's such basic info, and then that just leads them ending up in deep. That, in my opinion, is what's happening at the moment, and I think it's very difficult to find any other thing that could be happening instead.
I'd be inclined to agree with you 100% on that, because I do, obviously, that is the way, the way the algorithms work, is that things that you like, it's going to keep suggesting more and more of it.
It's dangerous that TikTok has such a good algorithm, in my opinion, because if Facebook develops an algorithm that good, we're all fucked, because it just means that all of media will end up with it. Because Facebook's such a big company, owns so many things. If Facebook, Google, Amazon, anything like that gets recommendations like that, or an algorithm like that, we're basically just going to end up that things are decided. We're going to buy this off Amazon. They know we're going to get it. They just don't know when.
So I do think that skepticism is a good thing. When it came to the vaccine initially, I was skeptic.
Yeah, it's good then to be skeptic. It's good to be skeptical, but you need to listen.
Yeah, there has to be a limit to your skepticism. I was skeptical when it was first announced. I was concerned. I was glad I wasn't one of the first people. I would see them as guinea pigs. The very first one. Because you don't know, is it going to be good? Is it going to be bad? Then you have all the people come out, and they've taken it, and they've said it's fine. The leading scientists around the world say it's fine.
They don't say it's fine. They suggest you get it. They say it's better for you to get it than not.
Exactly. And then you just have to ask yourself, why would all of these people lie? Why would all of these people who, for their entire lives, dedicated, this is their livelihood, this is everything they live for, why would they lie about this?
What
kind of grand conspiracy is there to make them, what do they have to gain from lying?
Because it's a ridiculous thing to think, because I understand if it was the company came out with it.
Just the company.
There was doctors who had worked for the company before or something that came out saying that. But it's the fact that it is doctors worldwide. You will find the odd one that says, no, the vaccine's not good. And that's the problem, is there are still doctors, qualified doctors out there saying it's not good. And they're the people that the anti-vaxxers are finding. But what the general public are finding is the 9 out of 10, the 99%, if you will, that are saying what most people believe, that it's grand, not grand, that it's good for you, that you should get it, because it's better to have the protection. And even if there is the chance way down the line in the future, they don't know what's happening, maybe something bad happens way down the line, it's better for that than to get COVID now, know that there will be, like, there are symptoms that last and have affected people for a long time after they have COVID. So it just seems a lot safer to have the protection now and uncertainty in the future than uncertainty now and in the future.
But to play devil's advocate here, there's a series on Disney Plus based on a real life story on the OxyContin situation in America. Dope sick. After watching it, I couldn't believe the extent of... I couldn't believe how they got away with everything they did and how evil and nasty the company was. I can't remember the actual name of the company.
Yeah.
But it is a very good series. Literally just finished up its run there on Disney Plus. Michael Keaton's in it. It's fantastic. But these pain pills, and they were just bumping up doses and making sales and sales and sales. And as far as I know, you can still buy OxyContin in America.
Yeah.
Yeah, to this day.
Shit.
But it was all driven by sales and getting people as hooked as possible. It was advertised as non-addictive.
And it was.
And it was extremely addictive. And right. It just got people hooked. They're proper junkies, you know, borrowing, stealing. They just turned into people. And you could see there, because for whatever reason, they pulled it up. What's the American Health Organization? I can't remember the name of it.
HSC of America.
Yeah, basically got it. I can't fucking think of the name of it. But anyway, they got it approved by them. Somehow, very shady business that they got it approved. And then, after they got it approved, they had got the right to say it wasn't addictive when it clearly was. And it was all driven by sale. And it was all, your man was getting all these complaints, the CEO of that company. And it was all just ways to get people to sell more and to get more. And there was incentives for the people working to sell more.
Yeah.
But it isn't like that when it comes to this, because it's not the CEO of Pfizer or the CEO of fucking AstraZeneca or Moderna or any of the other players, Johnson & Johnson. It isn't like their CEO is telling you it's fantastic. Take everything they say, because they have the company's interest at heart.
Take that with a pinch of salt, but take all of the freelance doctors, all of those employed by the HSE, all of those employed by all these other like large healthcare organizations in countries. It's all over the world that you are hearing that it's good. So it's taking the 9 against the 1 is what you need to understand. It's just, there. If 9 people say, don't jump off a bridge, and one person says, jump off the bridge, you're not going to jump off the bridge. Whereas if 9 people tell you to jump off the bridge, you probably should be.
That's what some people in comment sections on social media, as you alluded to before, they don't care how many people say, no, it's good, this is good, this is what you should believe. They've gone in with one agenda.
They're waiting
for the person to back up their agenda. It doesn't matter how many people say their agenda is wrong. They're looking for that one person who will validate how they feel.
That's the comment that's pinned. That's the one that's at the top. You know, that one's pinned at the top with 500 likes. Below it, there's one that's not pinned, 7,500 likes, telling you the opposite thing.
And now I'm an incredibly skeptic of the government in Ireland. I really don't think they have the best interest of the people in Ireland at heart. No. But to get another pay rise, I think that's either their third or the fourth since COVID started. You can't buy a house here. It's unaffordable. Price of everything has gone up while their money goes up. And we suffer. We're the ones that always suffer. I don't believe in them one bit. I am so skeptical. But you have to be skeptical. And you make up your own mind. You make up your own opinions. No one wants to take that away from anybody. But who do you trust?
You can trust no one in this day and age.
But if you don't trust the signs of the world that they do the best for your health.
Yeah.
You don't trust the government that love me for your best interest. Who do you trust? There has to be someone out there that you believe is. And
have you ever seen this film franchise? I don't know if you would have, but they have this real core value in it. I think it relates very well here. So have you ever seen a Fast and Furious film?
Oh yeah.
You can trust your family, man.
Exactly. Well, family is a major thing, but even then you put blind faith in your family, in your mom, your dad, your brothers, your sisters, whoever's there. You put blind faith in them that they love you and they care for you. And that they will always do the best thing by you. Obviously, you don't know Micheál Martin, or you don't know Tony Hoolan, or you don't know these people. Sometimes you do have to take a leap of faith. Be skeptical.
Don't take everything they say as fact.
Yeah.
Don't follow every word they say. They are not supreme leaders. They do not rule over your every movement. But when they're making general statements about general population, they're showing that they're doing this thing too. Why could you believe that haven't watched people, like you watch the CEOs of these companies that made the vaccines take them themselves before anyone else did. You've seen countless politicians across the world getting vaccinated. You've seen all this. It's confusing to me how people can believe, because even if, like, this is the most morbid way of looking things, but even if everyone who were to get a vaccine died, that means only 5% of the population in Ireland would still exist.
Hmm.
Now, would you rather be a pair of the 95 that pass away or the 5 that stay alive? Because nearly everyone you know is gone.
Exactly. It's a scary thought, that, to be honest. But as you said, it clearly...
So what I'm saying is...
The more people get vaccinated and are okay after...
Anti-vaxxers are selfish. That's
no. No. The reason, for whatever their reason is for not taking it, I respect them 100%.
Yeah,
I respect their opinion on taking it. If they don't want to get it, that's fine. Perfectly fine.
It's okay if people don't want to get it and they have a reason. It's people who don't want to get it and you ask them the reason and then they can't give you a straight reason, or they come at you with, it's the government trying to kill you. Those people I just don't understand, because if the government wants to kill you, you'd be dead.
Mm.
And that's fact.
Mm.
Because they, like... You live in their country.
Mm.
They know where you are. They know so much information about you. You give so much information about yourself to the government, one, without even knowing, but two, willingly.
Mm.
So, like, it's mind-boggling.
I don't know. We are not saying anything about anti-vaxxers, and this is all spiraling back to one point that we're going to make after we clarify our stance on this. We are, both of us have talked about this in depth before recording this. We are both pro-choice to anyone, for whatever your reason.
Pro-choice in terms of vaccinations. Yeah. We won't get into abortion right now. I won't say my views on abortion.
Yeah, no, we'll save the abortion one for
now. No, that's an extra little topic to be thrown in on top of this.
Yeah, we don't need to open that kind of worms just yet. Like, but yeah, we believe that if you want a vaccine, you go get a vaccine. If you don't, then don't get it. But do it for you. Do it because you believe it. Do it because you want it. And no one else should have the right to tell you otherwise.
Yeah. That's why I'm not the biggest fan of children getting vaccinated. But
not a big fan of children getting vaccinated at all.
At the same time, a mother will... Like, mothers and fathers will always have their child's best interest.
If they believe that's what's best for their kids, so if that's what they want to do, it.
If they've decided it's the best thing for them, and they've taken it, and they think, I think it is better for me to get my child this vaccine than not, then they should.
Yeah, exactly. Do what you think is best for your child, like any mother and father will always do.
Yeah.
And if that's what you decide, that's what you decide. And no one should tell you otherwise. No one has the right to. It's your choice. Not at all. This is all going back to the overarching point of this episode and of the movie itself, Don't Look Up.
Yeah.
It's kind of a commentary a social commentary on climate change.
Yeah.
And climate change deniers. And this is the one thing that I can't understand. I'm not well versed on climate change. I don't do my part. I don't recycle and all this. I'm not Tidy Towns president or something like that. But
me on the other hand.
Yeah. But it's clear to see that climate change is a real issue. And you have people denying its existence.
Yeah. Now, you see, the confusing thing here is the COVID vaccine and not believing in that, they still might be right. But climate change, we have hundreds of years of evidence that climate change is a real thing. Now, do climates change naturally? Yes. I recently found out watching someone on Joe Rogan that the Sahara Desert turns green every 15 or 20,000 years. That it's a rainforest and then it goes to being a desert and rainforest, and it's all about the tilt of the earth. Things like that happen. But what you can't argue is that all these toxins and gases and things that we are generating for ourselves to live slightly better are harming the environment. And it's so obvious to see anywhere you look, even on the most basic level of, we build towns where there used to be trees. So we're cutting down all that wildlife, all that's destroying the places for a lot of animals to live, which basically just, it can wipe animals off the face of the earth.
And should we see the amount of species that are going extinct or are danger of going extinct?
It's crazy because not all, like, aside of all the I love animals, they're so beautiful thing, which I agree with, they are. Most animals are beautiful to look at. But it's the thing of when they are gone, they can lead to more getting extinct and more getting extinct. And that's just the thing, is it leads to a knock-on effect. It's not just one species goes and just like that. It's that species goes and that species was feeding this species. And now this species is starting to starve and they need to find a new food source or they're going to pass away. And if they find a new food source, they might end up killing them out quicker than they can reproduce. So it's all just this loop of things that happen.
Exactly.
All starting with us cutting down a tree. And that's as simple as it is.
Exactly. And the fact that we are so reluctant to tackle this issue, we always push it back and push it back until it's going to get reached the point where we push it back so far that we go to the point of no return. We can't salvage the situation then.
Yeah.
And what the bit that I was making earlier about, if you're skeptical of your government, of the scientists, of everybody else, who do you trust? We need to start trusting the people that talk about climate change. We need to start trusting leading scientists who are telling you that this is coming, and if we don't do something about it soon, it's going to be irreversible, the damage.
And
we're going
the worst
to be in big
part
trouble.
Is, we are literally seeing, like, if they are not right, like, if they don't know what they're talking about and they're guessing, we are seeing the most insane predictions of all time. Because they're right. The ice caps are melting, sea level's rising. That's happening. They said it would happen. It's happening. We had to start replanting trees. Mr. Beast was great for that. He planted like a million trees or some shit. That was crazy. But without big missions like that, and I know, is it Shell that plant a tree for every roll of toilet paper they make or something?
Not
or Andrex,
sure.
One of the two, I think. But there's things like that. Without things like that, we'd have so much less, because what we found out, what most of us probably found out in primary school, is that there is it 3 football fields of forestry cut down every minute. And that's crazy.
It's unsustainable, that.
And that's, yeah, and you got to think as well, like, then what we're doing with that forestry is we're using it to burn to make electricity or whatever. Whatever way we're using it, it's more than likely getting burned, which is releasing those toxins again, which just, it's just a constant cycle that repeats and repeats and repeats. It leads from something being cut down, something's family's ruined, or something's house is ruined, something dies, something else has not got any food, so it dies, and so on and so forth. But on the other hand, you have something got cut down, something got burnt, it's hurting the ozone layer around us, it's killing that, it's letting harmful gases in, it's letting our lovely oxygen and good gases and stuff, I think oxygen is one of the things that gets out, I don't know. But it's letting what we need out, and it's letting what we don't want in, which obviously isn't what you want. We've also, I don't know if many people would know this, we talked about it on our Moon Landing Conspiracy Theory podcast, but we have radiation belts around the Earth. So if we destroy that ozone layer enough, that's just straight up radiation coming into our atmosphere. We don't need that, we don't want that,
we have enough issues,
leave those alone. So just fucking, like, it's so straightforward, it's so simple, it's so obvious. It just annoys me beyond belief that there are people that can still stand and deny. It's like people who are still flat earthers.
Yeah.
Get a life, man.
Exactly. Yeah. And there's so, like, all the evidence suggests, but that's stubbornness to the point of stupidity.
Yeah. It's just
about them sort of issues. Where, as I said, we want, like, me and you have so many different opinions, so many controversial opinions on loads of things. And I would never, ever, ever want someone to fall in line with everyone else or be a sheep and follow the common mess. I hate that mentality.
But sometimes it's necessary.
No, but this is just, it's undeniable.
It's things that have, where you have an opinion or you have a choice, make your own.
Yeah.
Things where your choice is affecting not just one person, not just two people, the fucking globe.
But it's like,
that's everyone and everything that you're affecting by being a bastard. Put your shit in the recycle bin, Naza.
There's certain things in life that are just undeniable. Everyone should have their opinions. Everyone should have their choice. And believe what you want. 100%. Never let anyone tell you. Never let us tell you. Never let anybody out there tell you your way of thinking is wrong. Because no one has that right. But there's some things in life that are undeniable. The sky is blue. The grass is green. Climate change is real.
Yeah.
That sort of thing. Like, it's concrete. There's too much saying otherwise.
Pep Guardiola's a fraud.
Everyday examples that people in Ireland, like, the weather in Ireland is all over there. The weather we used to have when we were growing up, like 5, 6, 7, 8.
That was great weather back in the day.
No, but we could predict it. Like, you know, the summers will be warm, the winters will be cold and wet.
Might get a bit of snow, yeah, maybe.
But now the seasons all blend into one, yeah, and they're delayed. Gosh. And, you know, it's so
the
clear.
The first one that really fucked me up was, I think it was 2010 or something, and it snowed in October on Halloween.
Mm.
It was snowing. And I went, ha! And then from then onwards, you just started to notice all these weird things. Like, we had the big snow. We had a couple of them.
2018. You remember, yeah. Remember 2018? I'm pretty sure that was... Because that was the year that we finished up for school. That was our last year in school. And that winter, we had the Beast from the East. No, it was March. That March, we had the Beast from the East.
Yeah.
Again, snow in March, a bit weird. Absolutely freezing. Then we had that summer. Where we had the... It was one of the... It's the warmest summer I can remember on record. I mean, I remember because I was working Burger King in a kitchen. Oh, Jesus, the heat.
Lovely.
Yeah, absolutely horrible. If we had drought. I remember driving...
fucking scorched up on the earth.
Exactly. And I remember driving to work nearly every day that summer. And obviously, there's plenty of grass. You're driving backwards and all that. And you're looking at it. And it's all burnt. It's all... It was horrible. And you could see it wasn't getting the rain that it needed. That it's used to. It was too hot. It was... There was so much, like, that was the longest drill I can ever remember. And now, I am absolutely terrified of wasps. I used to know when they come out, you know, around like April, May.
Now you don't
June.
Know.
No, but now, I get to June, I'm like, geez, there's no wasps this year. I'm lucky this year. Maybe they don't come out. And then they come out at the end of August and September and October. And you're just like, this is weird. This is not the time of year that they used to come out at. Our summers are wetter than usual. Our winters are milder.
Our winters are just like, we have the odd, like today. Today was a nice sunny day, but today was a normal winter sunny day. It was cold.
Yeah.
But we're actually having warm days during winter where it's not that bad. Like, you would not call someone a psychopath for going out in a t-shirt, which is unheard of for Irish winters.
I wore shorts out so many days over the last couple of months. Like,
and it's like, usually... You get to maybe the start of September, the end of August. That's when you're sort of getting out with them shorts. Like, it used to be cold during October. Pretty much it was cold all October, and then November, December, January were cold too. And February it started to heat back up. Not like that anymore. You don't know. You're going to need shorts. Or you're going to need shorts some days in the winter. You're going to need a full on, like, you're going to need multiple jackets some days during the summer. Be frozen.
But see, that's the thing, it sounds so stupid when you're talking, you're like, oh, sure, why does that matter? But it's clear evidence to anybody that, like, don't follow science, don't look up articles or listen to science, but it's there for your eyes. You can see things aren't the way they used to be.
Yeah, like, if
and in 20 years' time, how detrimental could that be to society if it keeps continuing down this path?
Yeah, like, if me and you, as two 22-year-olds, can sit here and look back at a time where we can physically remember our weather having a much more consistent pattern, our weather not being so all over the place, our weather basically just being what an Irish climate is expected to be, what we still treat it as, you know, we still say your typical Irish climate would be that.
Mm.
But it's not anymore. And that's like, it annoys me. You can hear me because I'm rambling so much and not saying much.
Yeah, you can hear
it. You can tell it that I'm just pissed off.
Yeah, no, I can feel it more in your voice because I remember at the start, you know, it was kind of just like gentle swearing, and now I can feel it. It's kind of, it's hit home for you a bit.
I don't like them.
Yeah. Oh, I like seeing you. I like seeing you passionate about this shit. But you know when you read articles and it's like, by 2030, Dublin could be underwater. And
see,
stuff like that.
Those ones are the ones that just go too far.
Yeah, maybe they're extremists, ridiculous. Maybe.
Yeah.
But.
Like, remember the movie 2012?
Yeah, 2012. Yeah, extremists. And then, I think a movie like 2012 is actually detrimental to people
I think
that believe in climate change, because then it gives the people that deny it. Because I remember, obviously, we were kids at the time. We were 13 at the time that 2012, the year 2012 was. I remember the date in the movie, what was it, the 21st of December, the shortest day of the year, was the day that we're all met in 2012. I remember where we were. I remember we're at a Ga disco. It was the third Ga disco that year. Everyone's fucking buzzed. But I remember that feeling, and I was panicky. I was like, oh, is this the day that we die? Is this actually the day that we die? I was like, I kind of want to be home with mum. Like, I was like, if this happens, I'll never get to see my mum and my dad again. Like, panicking, like, went proper back to being a child, like, at that moment. And then it got to past midnight, and we got to the 22nd, and I was like, we didn't die. That was bullshit. But I feel like people look at that now and go, oh, look, we were meant to die. Like,
in hindsight, if 2012 was made more similar to Don't Look Up, and it took a satirical view at the other side, people who were sitting there and being like, no, it's not real, while all that was going on, it would have been a much more poignant movie. It would have worked a lot better. But it's the way that it was done, where it was just all panic and it seemed like it was written as fact, that it just made people go, oh, well, it didn't happen, so it's not real.
Don't get me wrong. 2012 is a shit movie. It's terrible. It's absolutely shocking. And a movie should never tell you. Like, Don't Look Up is a good movie. 2012 is a shit movie. For the way they're made, not the story they're telling. You can make both of them stories amazingly with the right people in charge doing the right thing. It's not because of the story. 2012 is shit, and no movie should ever influence your actual opinion, like 100%. As I say, you take everything with a grain of salt, you take tad bits of information, and you inform yourself on your opinion. 2012, just because 2012 didn't happen, it shouldn't tell you, oh, this is bullshit. And just because Don't Look Up is saying a certain message doesn't mean you believe it blindly, and that is gospel to you. You take everything with a pinch of salt. But them extremists, like, that's what, this is where the media doesn't help. Because, yeah, when you find anti-vaxxers and anti-climate change and all that, they're not helpful on the internet. But the other side isn't helpful either. It's, oh, Dublin will be underwater by 2030, or 2012 will happen. Them sort of things aren't helpful, because the people that deny them things are looking at them and go, well, no, Dublin won't be underwater in 8 years. Are you serious? Really? 8 years? Yeah. Not a chance. That's not going to happen. And then it'll get to 2030 and go, well, it didn't happen. You lied. It didn't happen. That's bullshit. And I was right not to believe you. So it works both ways.
Yeah.
Both sides of the media.
It's the same thing of that false validity that they get out of it. Being like, oh, I don't believe in this. This won't happen. Like, say something like, let me think of an example with conspiracies that would be fucking similar. There's a lot of people that like to predict death, but that doesn't really relate too much. But that sort of stuff where you think if something happens, and like, it's basically just a case of, I don't think it's gonna happen, and because it doesn't happen, that means I'm 100% right. There's no way I'm wrong. And it's just like, it was a fiction movie that made people think, right, I'm right here. It's the same sort of thing if someone watched Paul and started believing in aliens because of it.
Yeah, it's so stupid. Extremists on both sides are harmful to both of their causes.
Yeah, you see, the other thing is, it's because the extremists on both sides don't listen to anyone. And the extremists on both sides also don't try inform people. They shove something down. They shove their idea down your throat, and you better accept it. It's not a case of, this is what I think, what do you think? It's a case of, this is what is right, listen to me.
I think this is a problem in wider society, just in everyday life. Outside of these big issues, is that the world has become a place where no one accepts being wrong. No one likes to be wrong, don't get me wrong. Like, if I said something now and I was completely bang out of order, I'm not going to enjoy being wrong, but you always have to accept being wrong.
Yeah.
And people don't like to accept they're wrong anymore. If someone, like, if I said something completely outlandish now and you go, that doesn't make sense, that's stupid, like, you're wrong there. What most people do nowadays, or what you see people online doing especially, I can't generalize most people in real life, but they go, no, you're wrong.
No, you're wrong, and this is why.
Yeah, this is why you're wrong. And it'll just be two nonsensical arguments where neither one will back down.
Has no Champions League. If he wins one, I'll have to make an apology podcast.
Exactly, but everyone is wrong. Everyone out there has been wrong at some point in their life. I'm wrong every day of the week. I say things the whole time. Sometimes I'm right and sometimes I'm wrong, but you own both of them. When I'm right, I'm right, and when I'm wrong, I'm wrong.
And Noza has never once been fucking right on this podcast.
But that's it. But there's all the things we talked about. This would be our 21st episode, if memory serves me correctly.
I think so, yeah.
We have given so many opinions, so many snippets into how we think and what we believe and all that. And I might be wrong on absolutely every single thing I've ever said. But I'm okay with admitting that. I've made mistakes.
I don't think I've ever been more confident about everything we said in this podcast is true.
Yeah, no, I do think this, but this is the way we believe. And we can't, just because someone disagrees with us doesn't make them wrong. They could be 100% right. And you are entitled, if you're listening out there and you don't agree with a word we're saying, you're entitled to that. We don't want to change your opinion.
Let us know. Tell us how you think.
Let us know. We have an Instagram page. Let us know. We'd love to. We love the interaction. We love the feedback. We love everything you guys do. And your opinion is just as valid, just as right as anybody else.
See, that's the thing as well, is to have a strong opinion and tell it to people, you have to be willing to sit and listen. Because I'll gladly give you my opinions on whoever, whatever. You'll gladly give me the same. and we'll sit and listen to what the other person has to say. And if it's completely conflicting, we might have a little debate about it, and then one person's going to go away thinking, yeah, I won that, and the other person's going away thinking, oh, maybe he's right. But that doesn't happen.
But that's the beauty of debate, is that it's a back and forth.
The Nods loves a debate.
I love a debate. I love the contrast in opinion. I love people going back and forth. I love when I go into one topic thinking a certain way. I talk to somebody, not even just you, but that's one thing I love about this podcast, is that you go in talking about something and you have an idea on something, or you believe something about a particular topic, you talk to someone else about it, they have a different opinion, and then you're like, oh, that actually makes sense. Like, or you change your opinion after listening to people. People inform you all the time. You pick up so much from your surroundings and who you talk to, who you're around, what you do, all that stuff. There's nothing I love more than that, and that's what I just hope to never go down the world. And I'm scared it is. I'm scared in every aspect of life that differing opinions it isn't okay anymore. People don't like different opinions. It's all vanilla. It's all the same. And if you aren't the same, you're the problem. You're wrong. There's no different opinion.
We're in a time right now where being wrong, well, not being wrong, but being outlandish and not vanilla has become the new vanilla. And it's gone the other way, where people are so crazy and up in arms and they want to have these outlandish opinions. They want to think government's coming after them, everyone's coming after them, everything is about getting rid of them or getting them, whatever, when it's just not.
This is the topic that's really close to my heart, is that people are, they want everyone to conform to their beliefs and their way of thinking, and if they don't, they are the problem. I always say, be a shepherd, don't be a sheep.
Yeah.
Do your thing, do what makes you happy, say what, do your opinion, like your opinion is everything. It's what matters. It's what makes you you.
Yeah.
Your voice is your own.
I know.
But always use them two ears. You have two ears and one mouth for a reason.
Yeah.
You need to listen. People are your most valuable resource.
That's a good one.
They are. They genuinely are. Like, they inform everything you do, everything you say. They inform the person you are, and they make you a better person.
Yeah.
Never think that you are the Holy Grail. Never think that you are gospel. Because there's always someone out there.
Unless you're the king, baby.
Unless you're king, yo. That's what. Man, different opinions, they make the world go around there. It's a beautiful thing. Like,
they do. And as we said, Nozzle loves a debate. Today wasn't so much a debate. I think it was just more a discussion. We have agreeing opinions, but we made it clear we're very open to other opinions. If you do have any of them,
please hit us up.
Feel free to let us know on Instagram. We will reply.
Exactly. We'd love to get your feedback. We'd love to get your opinions. Every bit of interaction you give us, we absolutely adore it. To everyone out there that follows our Instagram page, everyone out there that listens to our episodes, you guys are the best. You are the reason we do this, and honestly, we love absolutely every single one of you.
I think we'll wrap it up nicely. We'll say thank you all so much. We'll say welcome back. Hope you stick around.
And 2022 is going to be our year.
2022, season 2 of the Nozcast. It's all happening here. It's all happening now. Thank you so much for listening. Peace out.